This is John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you.
You can call us 855-752-4842 or get a message to us on the Civic Media app. What do we got here, John?
Oh, we're talking to... Let's move on from there. I could say so much more about Joel Clayfish, but I'm not.
Oh, we were talking about him during our little break here.
What's the name of that program that you're part of there, Jacob?
John and Gordy. It's the Raised in Wisco on Saturdays.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah, Raised in Wisco.
Okay.
And he talks deer hunting, essentially, right?
All forms of hunting and eating. If you can kill it and then consume it, that's what we talk about on Saturdays.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't want to be near him.
What do you got against hunting and fishing?
Well, you know, the thing with Joel was he was pushing a bill. I don't know if it ever passed, but he was pushing a bill to be able to bow hunt around schools. And that was not received well by a lot of people.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to Rachel Maddow's official warning now. And she has been convinced now that we are under a dictatorship.
This was really something, yes.
Something I came to a conclusion right away 4 months ago. But now people are starting to pick up on it. What she tells you here is kind of a consolidation of all the stories that we've covered in Idiocracy in our morning show. And, of course, what Civic Media has also covered. So if we can't just listen to a scoped-down version of her nine-minute rant, this is about 3 minutes. I hope you can enjoy. Let's hear it.
Life has not stopped, and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also, at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing, is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country. And it sounds melodramatic to say it. I know. I mean, it's secret police, right? A massive, anonymous, unbadged, literally masked, totally unaccountable internal police force that apparently has infinite funding, but no identifiable leadership. And they act in ways designed to instill maximum fear and use maximum force. I mean, when you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation, not letting them see lawyers, and then moving them secretly to what are effectively black site prisons, where they won't tell you who's there and where no one's allowed in to see what's going on. Right? Frame everything as immigration enforcement. Because for immigration enforcement, not only is all force justified, but maximum force is preferred. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida. They're making them eat off dishes on the floor like they're dogs. The Chrome Detention Center in Florida. The Republican Party wants to sell T-shirts about that. And if you think it's only about immigrants, take the president's own word for it when he says the homegrowns are next. And then he starts musing publicly about which Americans he intends to strip of their citizenship. Protests must be criminalized. Media must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Universities must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Law firms must be intimidated into not opposing him and saying and doing what he wants, or they must be shut down. And for institutions like that, it's not just the boldest or most strident critics of the president who must be shut down. It's the most mainstream, right? It's the most prestigious, the most credible. Because that's what's so dangerous about them. There can't be any source of authority. There can't be any source of authoritative statements of fact that compete with what the leader insists must be the new truth. And so government departments will be stripped of their experts, and he will fire his way through them until they tell him things that he wants to be told.
My question is fiscal. With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
That's fantastic. Wow.
We have total clarity now on what Trump's intentions are for the country. But I mean it when I say we. The country gets it and is more against it than they've ever been. And opposing this administration and what Trump is trying to do is turning out to be the story of the century.
That's it, man.
Pretty disturbing. Yeah, absolutely disturbing. You know, we've got my mega friend in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We've got CJ who calls up every so often.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're watching any of these apprehensions. Because if they watch these apprehensions, they know that the people that are apprehended are saying things. They're trying to convince the people taking them, ICE agents, mm-hmm. from taking them, saying, I'm a citizen, I'm this, I'm that. This could happen to you, CJ. This could happen to my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I mean, and you could complain all you want. You could say as much as you want. You could give them material. You can give them your ID, your birth certificate. They're not going to care. And they're going to take you off to some black site someplace, and they'll never hear from you again. And you think you're safe. You're not safe. Even though you're a mega, you're not safe. It could happen to you. You could be caught up in what's going on around you. And it could happen. And they're just not thinking.
It is happening, yes.
They're just not thinking.
Yeah.
And again, they're going to go for the homegrowns next.
It's...
And how are you going to convince them that you're not a homegrown?
Mm-hmm. It's ongoing. Yeah. Rachel summed it up pretty nicely there. And she's on it.
But it can happen to anybody. And that's what you have to really think about when you're under a dictatorship, an authoritarian
mm-hmm.
government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have.
29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. 855-752-4842.
Send out an SOS, man.
Yes, there's a message in a bottle somewhere. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.